Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko says his military is ready to return its heavy weapons to the front lines in eastern Ukraine. He says Russian-backed rebels are still violating a ceasefire deal reached earlier this month. Mr. Poroshenko said Friday Ukraine's army is ready at any moment to stand up to the enemy. Meanwhile, a Ukrainian military spokesman said three government soldiers had been killed and seven wounded in the past day. That follows two consecutive days when no soldiers were killed. The Islamic State extremist group will see its sources of funding dwindle if it is not able to seize additional territory, according to a new report by a French group that studies terrorism financing. The report by the Financial Action Task Force also warned that more needs to be done globally to cut off the current financial flow of the Islamic State, which controls large parts of Iraq and Syria. The Sunni Muslim extremist group obtains the vast majority of its revenues through local criminal and extortion activities in the territory where it operates, according to the report released Friday. The International Criminal Court has upheld its acquittal of Congolese militia leader Mathieu Ngojolo 2 years after finding him not guilty of war crimes and crimes against humanity. In a 3-2 majority ruling, the Hague-based court on Friday rejected an appeal by prosecutors who had wanted a retrial in the case. Ngojolo was charged in connection with a 2003 massacre at a village that left about 200 people dead in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. This is VOA News. The identity of the masked man who has appeared in several Islamic State videos showing the beheadings of foreign hostages has been widely reported as Kuwaiti-born Briton Mohammed Emwazi. Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
For months, he was the anonymous face of Islamic State taunting the West. Nicknamed Jihadi John, he appeared in a series of videos showing the beheadings of Western hostages. News reports on Thursday reported the masked man was computer science graduate Mohammed Emwazi from a housing estate in West London, shedding some light on his path to radicalization, says Raffaello Pantucci, director of international security at the Royal United Services Institute.
It fits a pattern. We'd seen this community of specific West Londoners. Some of them rose to very senior positions in Al-Shabaab and died there. Others came out and died in Syria.
Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
A Cuban delegation will be at the State Department Friday to talk about restoring diplomatic ties with the United States for the first time since 1961, part of President Barack Obama's initiative to end the trade embargo against Cuba. A senior State Department official said Friday's session will focus solely on doing what needs to be done to open embassies in Washington and Havana as quickly as possible. A U.S. blogger who wrote against religious fundamentalism was hacked to death in Bangladesh's capital. Avijit Roy and his wife Rafida Ahmed were attacked late Thursday after leaving a book fair at Dhaka University, police said. Ahmed was seriously wounded in the attack. The Bangladesh Daily Star reported there were witnesses to the attack, but that no one came forward to help the couple or apprehend the assailants. U.S. economic growth was slower than first thought in the last few months of 2014. Friday's report from the Commerce Department says the gross domestic product expanded at 2.2% annual rate in the fourth quarter. That's a bit slower than a previous estimate, and half the rate of the third quarter's expansion. Commerce officials say GDP growth slowed because of less federal government spending and rising imports. Afghanistan is struggling to reach people trapped and injured by a string of avalanches caused by heavy snow in recent days. More than 200 people have died, with at least 165 deaths reported in the Panjshir province, northeast of the capital Kabul, officials say. Turkish media are reporting that police have arrested a man who claimed to have explosives outside the U.S. consulate in Istanbul. Police believe the man was mentally unstable. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.